Is it that, as some historians say, that Zoroastrianism evolved into Judaism, Christianity? Now, history is a permanently disputed territory. See, if you go to Pakistan, they don't say, don't go to Pakistan.
If you want, you can go. You don't need to go to verify this.
But if you go to Pakistan, Pakistanis don't say that Pakistan was formed in 1947. Say Pakistan was formed in the 11th, 12th century. And they say after that, these infidel Hindus, they conquered Pakistan. And then Pakistan was liberated from Hindu rule in 1947. So they have their own version of history. So once you go into history, it becomes very difficult to pin down specifics. And there can be some reasonable historical claims can be made. For example, say between the similarities in the thoughts of Plato and Socrates and the thoughts of the Upanishads. Similarly, some parallels can be drawn between some of the depictions that are there in Egypt and some of the depictions that are there in the Bhakti tradition. But beyond that, to specifically talk about historical origin of one tradition from another, it often becomes exercise in historical self-congratulation. And it's all, you know, see, our tradition is source of everything. Now, if somebody can do rigorous enough research to establish that, that is fine. It can be done, it's good. But usually, this sort of research, it is often done from a perspective where one person wants to go and prove this to be right. And then it just ends up alienating serious people. For people who are not very discerning, they'll be very impressed. Oh, this came from this, this came from this. But otherwise, serious people, they don't really, if you say Australia, it's related to Astrale. Okay, fine. But what does it mean? Is it that the Pandavas kept their Astras in Australia? How did they get it back from there? You know, it just doesn't make much sense. So, there are some correlations which are brought about historically, but if they're not really very well reasoned, then they just make us appear very self-serving. They're trying to reinterpret history to support our own wisdom. So, at the time when Srila Prabhupada was there on the planet, Suhotra Maharaj, he asked Prabhupada, that time that book had come about called The Fingerprint of the Gods, which said that actually there's signs of ancient intelligence. There are signs of advanced intelligence in various parts of the world. And that was because he said that some godly race had come from some other place. Something like that his theory was. So when Prabhupada, he asked Prabhupada, what is Vedic technology? So Prabhupada replied, Vedic technology means Guru Shishya Parampara. Now, that does not mean there is no Vedic technology, but Prabhupada's focus was, don't get involved in these things. If somebody is a specialist who has interest, they can get involved in these things. But just trying to study history and interpret it in a way, try to prove everything would have came from our philosophy, our culture, that just alienates thoughtful people. It is best to focus on universal principles and present them in a way that makes sense to people and it transforms them. So, if somebody can do rigorous enough research, then they can do it, and till now, to actually withstand the criticism from competing historians and establish a theory as really respectable, that has not been done. So rather than getting into that zone, focus on universal principles, because you know, who came from where in the past, ultimately how much difference does it make? Now, if I can become a better human being, if I can make my life meaningful, purposeful, joyful, that is what matters to people. So if you focus on that, then we won't get too distracted in ourselves, getting too caught in esoteric historical research, or we won't alienate people by by such theories which don't persuade them. If somebody has a specialist interest, then they can connect with other devotees who have history interest in historical research, and they can do some specialized research which is sustainable against sustainable which can sustain serious scrutiny. Okay.